Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. And Beth, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are here to talk about the back-to-school supply drive that is happening. Well, obviously, right before we get back into the swing of things for the 2025-2026 school year. And so we'll just start off with, when does the back-to-school supply drive take place?
Yes. So we have currently started taking donations for our back-to-school supply drive. We start taking those donations the beginning of July, and we continue taking donations until the end of the month of August. And we have kids that sign up in the Perry School District, grade levels, kindergarten through eighth grade. And then they usually pick up those school bags and supplies for the kids that qualify income levels. They usually pick those bags up and supplies up from us in the end of August, right before school starts.
Okay, awesome. And can you talk about how people contribute to the drive?
Yeah, so we have people in the community. They usually will go and catch all the good deals in town or out of town and bring some of the supplies and drop them off in our donation collection boxes. We also have a lot of people that will bring in monetary donations to our office here in Perry at the New Opportunities Building. And then we usually take that money and we go and purchase school supplies that we're still needing or slacking some of, just to make sure every kid that signs up for school supplies gets as much supplies as they need for the school year.
Awesome. And again, we are speaking here with the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator at New Opportunities, Beth Mormon. And now, Beth, talk about, are there any specific materials that people should be purchasing?
Yeah, so some of the big popular items we're always needing are the back-to-school supply school bags, again, for all age and grade levels, kindergarten through eighth grade. The little kids love to get the fancy school bags like Spider-Man and stuff like that, not just the boring colors.
Right.
We also are always needing the color folders. All those grade levels are always needing like the red folder, the orange folder, prongs, no prongs. So those are very popular items we always need. Also the pencil bags / pencil box holders for all the ink pens and pencils. Those are popular. Pencils, crayons, markers, colored pencils, glue sticks, notebooks. Those are some of the very popular items. We like to make sure every kid at least gets the essential items needed, like the pencils, notebooks, folders, just to make sure they have a successful school year.
Awesome. Well, thanks for going over that. Talk about, is there a limit to how much supplies that someone can buy?
No, we like taking as much as we can get from everybody in the community. We know we have had some generous donations. People in the community have been generous in donating monetary money, businesses in town. We usually take that money, and like I said, we'll go shopping with items that we have enough. So if we have not enough school bags, we usually go shop at like local stores to get school bags or folders just to make sure they have a successful year. So we encourage everybody, if they're willing or able to donate, even gently use school bags are always nice. Donate as much as you guys would like and willing to help us out.
Awesome. Well, yeah, no, absolutely. And talk about, where do people drop off those supplies, and when is the deadline, the last day in order to do that?
So we do have some nice, fancy red boxes decorated at some of the local businesses here in town in Perry, where people could purchase any items and drop them off in those donation collection boxes. We have one at our Perry local Hy-Vee. We have one at our Perry Ace Hardware store. We also have one at Oasis, the restaurant. We put one there this year, so that's new. And then we also put one in our new Misfit store. So there's one there, too. So you can hit up all the deals all over town or out of town and donate what you can. Also, you could always bring them into our building here at New Opportunities. We have a box outside here in our lobby. Again, we could take monetary donations in the lobby. Also, we will be attending the back-to-school night at the Perry's Farmers Market coming up on the 21st from 4 to 7. We will be there collecting supplies. That's usually a really big hit for people in the community that just want to give and support us. They just bring, even a dollar goes a long ways, or just some gently used school bags. We take all donations. Those are just some drop-off boxes and places that people could donate all their items that they would like to help us out with.
Awesome. Well, before we let you go, can I guess you just share your gratitude about, you know, that year after year people just continue to contribute and help kids, you know, get the supplies they need in order to get through school, and just how appreciative you guys are that people are willing to do that?
Yes, we do. We all appreciate it. The community appreciates it. We do. Right now, currently, we have 46 kids signed up for school supplies. That is a little more than we had last year. We are still taking in applications for kids that are in need, that are income eligible, that buy for school supplies. So we are still taking applications, but currently at this time, we have 46 kids in the Perry School District signed up that are in need of school supplies. So we rely on the donations that we get so that we can make sure these children in the Perry community can have a successful year for the school year this year.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for all the work that you and everyone does at New Opportunities. Again, we've been speaking here with the Dallas County Outreach Coordinator, Beth Mormon, about the Back to School Supply Drive. Again, that is going on, and you have basically the month of August to try and contribute. So thank you so much, Beth, for taking the time to join me and talk about that.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You are absolutely welcome. That's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.